and welcome to Feathercast. Today I am talking with Dmitry Pavlov, who is the PMC chair of the Apache Ignite project. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, and thank you for having me.
So let's start with the project itself. Looking at the website and looking at my notes here, it says that Apache Ignite is horizontally scalable, fault-tolerant, distributed in-memory computing platform for building real-time applications that can process terabytes of data with in-memory speed. So that is a lot. And for those of us that are not in this domain space, please tell us what this means. What does Ignite actually do? And who would use this?
Yeah, thank you. Actually, Ignite is in-memory caching platform, so you are able to store your data, to put data, get query from this distributed storage. It is also processing platform, so you can just send your code to the data and do any transformations you want using computations capabilities of servers. And finally, it is database. You can configure it to persist your data on local nodes storage using disk or flash memory.
Give an example of typical use cases. How would people actually use this in practice?
Apache Ignite is often used as to accelerate classic applications to cache some hot data. In that case, Apache Ignite is configured as in-memory cache or data grid that writes eventually all changes to some primary storage. It is also often used as data meeting point, as some integration hub. Then data from different backends and systems is gathered, processed, and in that case, Apache Ignite is usually configured as database for the sake of durability.
What would be a typical business case for this? And maybe give us an example of somebody that's actually using this in the real world.
Actually, it could be just anything. For example, Apache Ignite is used by Dutch railways to prevent hazards. It is used to calculate and check trains movement plan across the network to be sure this plan is safe and operable. It is used also in genome sequencing for bioinformatics projects. It is also popular for financial services and retail bankings.
What's behind the scenes? What's the technology behind Ignite? What programming language is it in, and what's the architecture like?
The main core of Apache Ignite is written on Java. Actually, it has a lot of different clients for example, .NET, for other languages. But main core still use Java. Actually, all internal data structures is managed in unsafe memory, unmanaged memory of Java process. So there is no problem of garbage collection.
I was wondering if you could tell us what the origin of the name is. How did you come up with this name for the project?
Actually, there was a brainstorm during incubation period to pick up the name, and Apache Ignite name managed to meet all trademark requirements. So nothing special here, but still it is easy to remember. Apache Ignite is used to cache hot data.
The project has been at the Apache Software Foundation, graduated about 5 years ago. What are the origins of the project? Where was it before then?
Apache Ignite was donated by GridGain company to the Apache Software Foundation, and it was developed for a decade, I guess, before entering Apache.
Where does your community gather? Where do I come to talk to you?
Actually, we constantly evolve here. We're trying something new, just like Discord, voice chat, online meetups, webinars, and so on. But still, one thing is constant. The better way to get in touch with community is to say hi to dev or user mailing list.
I was looking at the projects.apache.org page on your project. And one thing that struck me was that the majority of the names in the project developer list strike me as of Slavic origin. I was wondering if your users tend to be from a particular part of the world, or it's just your developers.
Yeah, but definitely could improve diversity wise. If you send some email to the dev list, usually by occasion Russian, you will definitely get an answer. We still use it in English and encourage everyone to do so. But I do believe that multicultural influence and different experiences could benefit a community of developers. Speaking about users, they are from all over the globe, so it is a diverse community.
So that brings me to another question. What sort of development opportunities are there? What is happening in the project that somebody might want to get involved with?
Yeah, by the way, you definitely don't need to be a database internal expert to join. The major event was release of 2.8. It was released in March. Regarding activity, there, for example, is a brilliant idea of implementing Spring Boot starter for the project. There are a couple of more active discussions about modularization to decouple, about public and internal classes, and so on. You can definitely join to integrations, which is usually developed on best effort principle.
How do you work in your community to ensure that you don't end up with a particular company or companies taking over the direction of development?
First of all, we maintain the dev list as the only place where decisions are being made. There are a couple companies whose employees are taking part in the community still as individuals, and PMC members are constantly keeping an eye to prevent overly strong influence from commercial companies. Luckily, we are still able to handle all escalations inside the PMC.
And finally, if I want to learn more about your project, where are the best sources of information?
As a good starting point, I would recommend to check out Ignite's website, ignite.apache.org. It contains links to almost all information related, wiki for internals, readme docs for users, training Apache Ignite book, and YouTube videos with live coding sessions, talks related to Ignite, so check that out.
All right, thank you again so much for your time. If you're listening, I also encourage you to read Dimitri's recent blog post on the Success at Apache series on the Apache blog, and I will link to that in the description down below. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, take care, and Ignite.